And welcome to episode 5 on Adulting on Hard Mode. I'm your episode Tanya.
I'm Carrie. Ah! That was exciting. I'm so excited to be here.
I know. It's I'm really excited about this episode. I think it's been really fun. I've been just looking forward to our weekly chats now. And hopefully people listening are as well. Probably not. Yet, because they're still on episodes 1 and 2, which were a little rough.
People probably aren't, but we're having fun.
We're having a great time. That's all that really matters for us. Like, screw you guys.
I know. We did do this for, like, to see if we could make a living out of it, but who cares when you get to hang out with your family?
Let's see if we can make money, but like, we're just having fun and telling our husbands, yeah, we're totally making money.
Totally working, babe. It's totally working.
Totally. So this week we switched our apps up. We've been doing kind of swag bucks, mm-hmm. and then we've kind of been floating around with the other app that we've been using because we started with QMe. Mm-hmm. But neither of us really got into it or liked it. I personally, with QMe, I kept having to re-log into it, and it just wasn't, like, sticking for me. I don't know that I even was ever able to do even, like, a survey on it, and it didn't really have any fun games for me to play.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. I looked at QMe once when I wasn't busy and was like, I'll do this later. Never did it later. By the time you were like, twice. You want to switch up the apps? I was like, yeah, sure, because I haven't done jack with this one. Like,
yeah, it just really isn't as pretty. I don't know. I just don't, there wasn't anything that was keeping me even slightly interested in it. Like, you know, we had Branded, and I felt fine with doing those. It was never like, but QMe, it was hard to log into, and I just instantly lost interest in it. Tried again and then reached out to you because that was only my second time looking at it, and I was like, I'm just not digging this at all.
I looked at it, I mean, like I said, I looked at it once, but that's my phone. I just dropped my phone because I'm sure you got that alert too, but anyway, what was I saying? The fact that it's not user friendly, like, makes it it just makes it undesirable to me. Like,
yeah, it feels poor, which sounds stupid to say about the survey apps, but it feels like poor. It feels like an app I would have used in the 90s, which we didn't have apps. She's biting my fucking microphone.
She is again.
Right. Great. Oh my God. It wasn't pretty. Swagbucks, though, I have liked Swagbucks. I think Swagbucks is a good app, and honestly, everybody should probably just download it if you do any online shopping at all. Mm-hmm. Because it also has the, like, save money things. Like I told you after you told me you bought a Temu, that you could have saved like 6% by just going through the Temu app on Swagbucks and going that way. And it also has, she jumped on the chair. It also has the games, and I liked the games, but I do have issues with the games connecting and getting what I feel like is the right compensation for it.
Oh, I'm very discouraged. Like, I feel like you felt with the surveys, like, mm-hmm. where it was like, it's just not the bang for your buck kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And that's how I'm feeling with the gaming apps, but it's only because I'm doing the games, and I don't mind playing games during the day, but it's not connecting to Swagbucks, or it's not connecting to whatever app that we're using, and it's not giving me my points, so I'm not getting paid.
And are you opening the games through the app every time?
Yes, every single time. So with Swagbucks, for those that don't know or haven't downloaded it yet, with Swagbucks, you go to this area called Play. It shows you a bunch of games. You click on the game through the app, and you can copy the link or scan the QR code, and it'll take you to download the game. And once you download the game, you have to tell it to track your permission. Like, you have to give it permission to track your stuff. Otherwise, you don't get paid to do these games. And I have all my settings set up the way that Swagbucks tells you to, and I'm still not getting paid.
Yeah.
So I feel almost like I need to go back to surveys.
Maybe. And they do have surveys on the Swagbucks as well.
Yeah, that they you do. Can do. Yeah, they do.
So it's kind of like a either or and them, plus they have the rewards and stuff like that too when you're shopping. So Swagbucks really is just kind of like a general not bad app for bringing in like $5 or $10 here or there a month in general, saving money.
It's really not, especially with the receipts option on Swagbucks. If you all you have to do is just turn in your receipts and it gives you money back.
Yeah,
it's easy, super easy. I mean, you don't, no effort, money back.
Yeah, but like same with the games for me. I feel like the ones where you have to hit progress, those ones have been mostly working on Swagbucks, but the ones that are time played have not been working like at all for me on Swagbucks. They'll show you the progress, but.
And by time played, do you mean like you have to get to a certain level by 30 days or like, what do you mean?
No, there's some that are, you get rewarded for like, in 1 minute, you'll get 68, 2 minutes, you'll get 60. Okay. And it keeps going up by the time length that you're playing. So they have those and it'll show in my played games, where they are. Yeah. And it'll say, like you can see the progress. So I'll go into it, play for a few minutes and come back out and it'll show that like my next reward is when I play 2 more minutes, but I've played for 10 and I didn't get a reward. I ran into that a lot on Swagbucks. So
okay. See, I haven't hit any of those yet, but mine, I know I've played Monopoly for sure. I know I've played Candy Crush and Merge Dragons and Merge Gardens. And I've gotten to at least the second tier of like progress on all of those games and I have not been rewarded once for any of them. So
that's, and you can look to see,
because the issue,
I do have some that are like pending, so it didn't pull over, it says like pending for those, but I'm not super pleased with their game things, because I also a couple few years ago I had used Mistplay, and Mistplay was like perfect, but you can't get that on your phone.
That's what I was going to say. And my husband told me to do the same thing.
Yeah. And Mistplay worked super well for me. But I've been using Macadam, M-A-C-A-D-A-M. And I've been liking that one. That one has been working for me for the games with the playtime rewards as well. It even pops up on my screen and says, here's your reward. Here's your reward. Next reward in X minutes. So
I'm not getting anything on Maca either.
We'll have to look and see. There must be something with the settings on your phone.
Yeah, there has to be. This has to be a user error, an operator error on my part somehow, because we're using the same apps and you're getting paid and I'm not.
Yeah.
So either.
But I also have an Android and you have an iPhone. So we're even doing this on different phones. So there's probably, my guess is there's a setting somewhere. When I come next week, maybe we'll look and see if we can figure something out. And we can see where each other have been going, because there's so many different places. Did you break it? Carrie just threw her dragon. Oh, okay.
And it hit this. This fell on me. So That's cool.
But the other thing about the Macadam is that it gives you points for walking. So yes, as long as I bring my phone with me, even walking around the house, have to cash out those coins every day. So before bedtime, you just have to do a little swipe and you get your coins.
Yep. I missed my first day, the most steps I had all week.
Oh no.
And I looked the next day and I was like, where's my steps? They're gone. No. Forgot to track them. I learned. You learn fast if you make that mistake to do it. So I track mine like every couple hours. I'll go into the app and just like, deep.
Yeah. I try to go, like when I play a game, I'll quick do my steps and then play a game. So,
yeah.
And I like the games, like I'm a big fan of merge games where you combine things to make the bigger, like I could play those all day. I love merge games.
I love Merge Dragons specifically. I only play Merge Dragons and I've been playing that for almost 10 years.
I think I've played Merge Dragons and I didn't get us into it. I love, there's like a, there's an in one, Merge Inn and Merge Gardens. My Merge Gardens is pretty far right now. But even the Macadam is rewarding me for the time I'm playing it. So really? That's kind of nice, even though I didn't start on it.
Oh, dang. See, yeah, it has to be a user. It has to be something on my end that it's not getting games, because that is encouraging.
Amazing for me. The thing with it, though, is their reward systems are a little bit different. Like, it's not like a super obvious amount transfer, because I was looking at how many coins I needed to cash out or how much was what, and I think I saw 30,000 coins is $15.
Okay.
But they add up super fast, especially when you're walking. If you do any walking at all, just get it and you're gonna just earn a little bit of money from doing that. Like,
yeah, that's true. I broke my dragon. I'm sorry. I'll put it
down. Oh no.
I broke the tail, so I can't stop focusing on that. Well, besides that, so besides the gaming apps, we did stream once on Twitch, which was, I thought was fun.
I liked it. It was productive. I was having a rough day. I've had a rough week in general.
You have.
I thought it was good. I think it's something we'll do. I like the co-streaming working, and I think that's something that we can keep kind of trying to do. It was helpful for me for getting things done and focusing, for sure. But also, I wanted to kind of talk the whole time, because sometimes I have to talk through my problems, so it's really hard for me to not do that.
That's fine. I don't mind. I just choked on air. Sorry, guys.
Go stick.
Again.
Deep throating you tonight.
It's like right here.
Yeah, deep throating. Absolutely. How far down? I'm proud of you for getting it that far down.
Thank you. With that damn go stick. Just got me. But I don't even remember what I was saying. I got so caught up with that dick. Anyway. I just choked. I liked it. I usually mute my mic just for I feel like it's considerate for other people, but honestly, I don't think I'm gonna do that anymore, because I think initially I was trying to be considerate and I don't like how I sound, but the longer I'm posting on social media, the less I care about what people think of me or how I sound, or and my views on TikTok are shit. Tanked. They're horrible. I don't even care. I'm just like, nah, la la la.
La la la. Yeah, me too. Like, here's a video. La 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 la. I like to do this. La 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 la. I am funny. Yeah, like, same.
Yeah, that's fine. And so that's how I'm with the Twitch stream too, that I'm just like, I'm probably, anybody that comes in will be like, hey, what are you doing? You know? And like, just be goofy.
Well, and that's, I think, for if you're trying to build a Twitch, interacting a little bit with people and stuff like that is appropriate. Especially, I think, if we just have working during the day and we do some games at some point. I just have been overwhelmed by life. So I'll get to it. Yeah. We're getting there. Things are starting to sort out again this week. So I'm much better today. Yeah. I slept last night.
Oh, good. I think it'll get there. So far with my Twitch quote-unquote schedule, what I do during the week is co-working streams, and then on the weekend, gaming. At least that's what I've tried to do. And it's just to keep me accountable to keep working on things. Like, that's the only way because it's tied to the Twitch stream of like, oh, I have to go co-work. Yeah. Like, now it's forcing me to do stuff that I didn't want to do previously, you know, or I wasn't prioritizing.
It's very interesting to me how, for us at least, like, starting this podcast has forced us to do a lot of the other things, and it's really improved overall what we're doing. It's really pushed us. It's been super great. If people are thinking about doing it, just do it, because it just forces you to just do it.
I can say without a doubt, my confidence has gone up. like, just in general, and I used to care a lot about what other people thought of me. Like, that was a big character defect of mine. Now I don't care. And it's gotten me to start thinking about what I really do want to do with my future, you know, and I know that you and I had discussed this previously, you know, but now I know, like, for sure that I want to open up my own online crystal store. And so I'm working towards that, which I wouldn't have even dared to think about a couple months ago, because I was so tied up in, no, I'm homeschooling, I'm a stay-at-home mom, I'm a homemaker, you know, and now sky's the limit. I'm like, yeah, I can be a homemaker and do all these other things.
Like, yeah. I think even though you're fairly disabled in terms of we're not going to get you in any sort of traditional role, pretty much of any sort.
Yeah.
I can't, there's too many things between the Tourette's and the fainting and the passing out and
seizures, paralysis,
walking. I mean, like, you can't, we can't have you doing, working and having these things happen. So I think it's fantastic. It's the perfect opportunity for you. And I'm so glad that this has helped that much. You know, for me, the cookbooks have been doing good, and that's keeping me posting, as well as like cooking and changing recipes, and that's keeping me engaged in that area, which is great. And it's so simple that I don't feel overwhelmed by having to do it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work. Yeah. And I think the thoughts, you know, everything for me with my anxiety is the what ifs, the what will happen, the how is this going to work, the, you know, how could this be? And it's once I started doing it and started with those simple things, it's turned into a simple thing. Like, even my editing is now a very simple process for me. So I enjoy them, and the recipes are good. Sam's liked them.
I tried your recipes from your cookbook. I think they're amazing. Andrew loved that one that I made a TikTok about, the spinach chicken.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. I mean, I love that book. I use your book. I mean, for sure, 100%.
Aww,
I use it for recipes during the week.
Yeah.
So I think it's something, and I think that the 15-minute prep or less, the quick and easy, that's something that a lot of people are looking for. So I think you picked a really good topic. And like you said, it keeps you engaged with life, which you need right now.
Yeah, I do, in general. I struggle. In general, my goal every day is to make sure Sam has dinner when he gets home, which sounds stupid, but that is my one thing, even if it's leftovers. So
yeah, even if it's frozen pizza, at least you've done something. And it's I get it.
When 100%. He messaged me every day, I'm on my way home, I do a check-in, you know, and I also know he doesn't like to eat the same leftovers every day. And I know which ones are like his favorite that I can get him to eat every day. So like today I need to cook something because we just have some soup left and he doesn't love soup. So I'll make something else tonight. But it's been really good for us. I love the 15 minutes because that was, I think when I was cooking without even the recipe book, the way I cook is I want something that can go in the air fryer. I want something that's low prep time. Like, it can go in the oven, that's fine. But I want easy, low prep, easy cleanup. I don't want a big, messy kitchen that takes 10 pans and 5 bowls to make it. That's stupid to 100%. Me because it's too much work for me.
100%. Especially now, like, now that you're trying to set boundaries for yourself because of your own health issues. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's really good that you're even recognizing that. Like, oh, nope, this is too much work and I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Like, good.
I push through them a little bit too, probably more than I should, but sometimes it's because I don't recognize when I'm hanging a wall, like this weekend, like I didn't recognize it until I felt like I was already dying. And then I went, I'm having a flare up. I'm having an episode of stuff. So, but yeah, I've really enjoyed that. The other big thing we've been doing is the Kale app, and that's been going well. But you know what? I still have not been paid out for the Crumple one. It's still processing.
Can you contact them? That's too long.
I can't find a way to contact them. So I like hit submit again on it. Because, yeah, it's tomorrow will have been a week. Tomorrow will have been 7 days. And it's supposed to process in 2 to 3 days. So I'm not sure.
Sorry. And the other thing about that is while it's processing, for those that don't know about the Kale app, you can pick a challenge, do the TikTok or Instagram. But while it's processing, you can't pick other challenges to do. Like, so you can't stack them and wait for a big payout. Like, so she's waiting on this one thing to keep working, essentially.
To do anything else on it.
Yeah.
I have found, because I've submitted some, mm-hmm. I'm not, like, crazy worried because of the fact that the longer it has taken for me, the bigger the payout has been. So I had one that they paid me out after maybe not even 24 hours, and I got, like, $3. The other ones that were after, like, 24 to 48 hours, I got $15. So I'm not sure if this is just going to be, like, a nice payout or if it just wasn't processing. I don't know. Maybe I didn't hit submit before, so I did hit submit again, but it has said processing this whole time. I'm not sure. Huh. I'll figure out and reach out to somebody and see what I can get from there.
Honestly, I hope you get a bigger payout because that's how it was for me with my glow recipe. I think it took 3 days, but yeah. I got a bigger payout from that one than I did my B tan. But I should have gotten some more self tanner to do a B tan one. That self tanner is so good. This
really?
Is not sponsored at all. It's just that good. Like, and even I'm there. Though. I mean, and I'm not white. Like, yeah. And it tans my skin. So
I'm super white. So I had that was the next one I was gonna do was a self tanner, and I've never done self tanner, so it would be like a whole spiel. Yeah. So
I think it was good. Well, and I think I liked that one because it wasn't orange based, it was olive based, which and I'm olive toned, yeah. So it worked. And they have different shades for obviously different skin tones. So
yeah, I'll have to look because I'm definitely not olive toned. It'll make me look a little
You're gonna be green.
Yeah, I will not look. don't like, give me that one. That would be awful. I mean, I'm so not olive toned to the point where my mom has always told me I look awful in greens. Like, they make me look sick because it's just not my skin tone. So
well, they have orange tones because my friend uses B tan too, and she's white, and she uses the orange tone one. I know that
white
one for
people.
Sure,
white people can have olive undertones. Just so you know, can. My sister does actually can. For whatever reason. Can.
They
racist.
Can. That's why I was. I know. I'm sorry. You can't. I'm mixed.
I'm just part white. Mixed white. Like, they were like, how many brands of white can we fit in one person? And that's what they threw in me, basically, is what it feels like.
Oh, no. I'm. I looked at my genealogy. It's like Scottish and. Native Mexican, so indigenous to Mexico.
Mine's like so. Irish, English, Scottish, Polish. Yeah. Like, how white can I be? Kind of. There's so much more than that, but yeah.
Yeah. No, I can trace my family line to be the same lineage as Johnny Cash's family line. Like,
oh, that's
enough,
really
so.
Cool. We can barely trace mine because there's too much, like, known... /suspected infidelity.
Yeah. Oh, give me the tea.
I mean, it's just what it is, and like, it's kind of a known thing. Like, my grandfather is. They question who the dad is. They know what's on the birth certificate, but it's also known that that might not be the dad. And same with the sister. So, like, immediately there's question marks. So I can't trace anything. And then my grandma, when she was here, she went into a whole genealogy backstory, which is kind of great and cool and fun. Like, I learned my great-great-grandmother lived in, like, the woods, and her husband left her, like, just disappeared one day. And so she started – it was during Prohibition. So she started making whiskey and bootlegging. And then, like, married my great-grandfather or my great-great-grandfather, who was married at the time, but his wife was sick and dying. So she moved in with her kids with him and took care of her until she died and then married him.
Oh.
That's the kind of family line I have. Like a realistic backwoods poor person family line that we don't know what's going on. So
I have the family line of like going, hey family, what's up with our family line? And they go, not telling you, Jack. Like we're so boring. Like they're under the it's under the guise of like we're just so boring that nothing happens, but I refuse to believe that. I'm
oh,
like,
absolutely.
No, y'all are hiding.
I don't believe any of it, especially like there's definitely infidelity in every family. And it's nobody wants to acknowledge or admit that. And it might not be like it might not be your immediate family, right? Like not every immediate family has infidelity, but somewhere in your aunts, uncles, and cousins, there's definitely infidelity happening.
I love how you were like, it may not be your parents, but it's definitely your parents' siblings.
It's somewhere. It's somewhere in there. Your grandparents, it's somewhere, right? Or there's something. They're not everybody is good people. And that's why you keep seeing all these people say being like, don't DNA test unless you're prepared to find out. Yeah. Something and people going through like crises of like, oh my gosh, I had no idea, and learning their dads aren't their dads and all that stuff. So it's because it's
I love that stuff
there.
I love that
it stuff. Just was it was that? So much easier to hide before the internet and cell phones.
Do you see that?
What
that's where that red spot you probably can't see it. It's a ghost. It's where the ghost stick choked.
The ghost stick.
Me,
oh,
getting a rash from it.
Yeah, that went all the way down there and left a mark. Good for it. God. I don't know who that ghost is, but kudos.
I don't know who it is either. This house is fucking brand new. So,
otherwise, the big thing we've been doing is Shopify stores and working.
Yeah,
TikTok
that's what I was gonna talk. I think we got off topic, obviously, but
yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, my Shopify store is complicated. It's a lot of work. I'm not enjoying it. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not enjoying it at all. It's a lot of stress for me, and I think it's because I'm not selling the products that I want to sell. So,
yeah, and I think that if we kind of rein it in. So I just started it, looking into it this week and kind of arranging it. And it has been super stressful for me where I've had trouble with getting it on TikTok and stuff like that. So to me, can having a Shopify store and drop shipping be a side hustle? Yes, but you need to know it is a lot of mental load to get it up and running to the point where it's not a lot of work.
Yeah, that's the startup, the initial, it's a lot of work. So it's not initially, it's not going to be a side hustle. Like you have to put full time work into it. But once it's automated and you start getting sales, then like, yeah, it could be a side income. But I mean, I feel like in order for the Shopify to work, I mean, you obviously have to market yourself. And one of the ways to do that is through their program of like buying ads through Shopify or through TikTok. And I'm just not wanting to do that. Like, I just don't want to do it. Like, not because I don't, I mean, it's really not because I don't want money or I don't want this to not succeed. It's just that I don't want to invest the money into this specific shop.
Right. Well, and that's because I've taken kind of a different route where you went into it just kind of by yourself and added things and did things. And I went into it and then I joined one of the apps had a helpful like academy of how to set things up and how to set up your store. And I even went to like a class yesterday where he was looking at people's stores and saying like, oh, do this and this and this and this to help. And that really that was super helpful for me. Like, I wish your credit card wasn't continually rejecting you for this, because it is was super helpful for me, because he pointed out like, brand all of your stuff. So you need to make the website look like a nice shop website. And so when you are approaching these things to be successful, they pointed out that you need you do need to kind of pick a niche. Like, it can be a general store, but then you need to organize it so people can see it and it looks nice. And you don't want
pictures on it. Like, he was pointing out pictures that were loaded in that looked obviously Photoshopped. Like, it was one person's site. They had, like, a ab weightlifting hip thrusting belt, and they were, like, leaned over, and there was, like, a kettlebell attached to it. It was, like, so badly Photoshopped looking. He's like, yeah, get rid of this picture. But that's probably one of the pictures that those sites just moved over, because you can just click into the apps, click the site over, and move it over. He's like, get rid of that. And then the other things are, like, add reviews. Well, there's apps you can use to add the reviews and stuff like that to it. So I have a bunch of credits, because when you sign up for all of these things, they give you promotional credits. So signing up for this course, I got 200 promotional credits. Signing up for there was something on Pinterest where I got $200 or $100 of advertising credits there. I really struggled with TikTok Shop and getting it connected. And then I was trying to connect it, and it was like, you didn't do something right. You violated our guidelines. Like, the same day I was creating it, it told me I violated the guidelines, and it was freezing my account, and I wasn't going to get any money. And I'm like, I've done literally nothing. So not sure what I did. I tried appealing it, and they were like, you don't have any proof that you didn't do anything wrong. I'm like, because I don't have any proof that I did anything at all. Like, I haven't done anything. So no idea what that was. I had,
what you're talking about, that's actually on a Reddit on TikTok Shop, and it's a bug.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Because it happened to me too with my TikTok Shop, and it said that I was under probation for a certain amount of time and I wasn't going to get my money. I immediately looked it up on Reddit, and everybody's getting that. And like, TikTok, they're trying to appeal it. They're trying to, and they basically got a customer service on TikTok to say, it's a bug on our end. We can't do anything about it.
Okay.
So I was like, well F you, because that's my money. Like,
yeah. Well, and I hadn't like done anything with it yet. I haven't done anything with TikTok Shop. And like right now, like today, it was like, hey, get your shop going. So I was kind of doing it more because I've decided to do two things. With that class that I signed up for, they created a shop for me. And then I have my Shopify shop that I had already created. Shopify shop that I created, it's $1 a month for 3 months. So I was like, I can pay $1 a month. If I can't get it to be producing money in that time, I can ditch it. And I've paid $3. Whatever.
Yeah.
And that same with the store that they gave me, though, that was running a different promotion. And so it's $1 for the first month. And then I get a $50 promotional credit as well, though.
Okay.
So that one, I'm like, ooh. So I'm going to try to put effort into getting that one running and maybe producing money first, and then look at the other one, and I'm going to turn them into two different things. I decided to make one of them a pet store, and then do social medias, have a TikTok that's just dedicated to my animals, since I tend to post a lot of animal videos anyway, and then link that store with those social medias. Like, here's my cool jackets, here's my cool toys, here's my cool, you know, because people love pets. Everybody has pets. They're attractive to pets, you know, so I thought that would be a great one.
It's a cat butt. Yeah.
And then the other one is, I was gonna make it more of a clothing boutique store and have some of like my own saying things, but then probably add some other nice clothes too. I haven't totally decided how I'll do that. But at the other one, I'm going to turn it more into a boutique style. So I'm going to get rid of a lot of the stuff that they loaded on there. Because it was just crap. And I spent all the time looking at it and stuff. But they really pointed out that personalizing that store to make it look like a nice boutique website is the way to get attention. And so, but it takes time. Everything you put up there, everything you have to edit, everything you have to look at, everything you should be researching, you should be looking at profit margins, you should be looking at the options for sales, you have to run sales, you have to do all these things, and it takes a lot of time to look into these things. So
it does.
I do think it will be a reasonable side hustle later if I get a job, but right now, starting this, if you were wanting to start it, know that it's going to not be a here it is today thing, unless you were taking over a store from somebody else.
Yeah, it's not an instant gratification thing. It does take time, effort, attention to detail, all that kind of stuff, which is something that she and I obviously struggle with. Yeah. I mean, is the attention span and the requirement to like sit and do the work. And yeah. So obviously we know that. So that's a big fair warning. If you don't have the attention span, if you don't have the time, if you don't have the energy, research. Just do your research. Don't start the shop. Just do the research until you have the energy to put into the shop, because you don't want to do it. But like that's, and that was partly because we needed the experience of like both sides, and partly because I needed instant gratification because I'm like that. But that's one of the reasons why I started my shop the way I did, how I did it, to see, like, I mean, because Tanya's seen my shop. It's not the best. It's literally
it's absolute chaos.
It's just shit. And that's how it, I mean, and every time I go to fix it, I'm like, this takes a lot of energy that I don't have right now. And so I don't put the energy into making my shop better. But at the same time, it's kind of like Tanya said, she's going to do two shops. I think I'm going to do the same thing, but it's not going to be one shop that was made for me. It's going to be my crystal shop on Etsy. And then this one that I'm currently on, I'm just going to tweak it and fine tune it to be better. But it's just going to be a TikTok shop, and it's going to be stuff that's popular on TikTok only. Like, and it's connected to my quote unquote main account, my shit posting account, basically. And then my crystal store will be connected to a different social media account that's just crystals, just that base. I mean, because you're right. That's what it takes. You need to niche it down. You need to find the one thing that you like to do or you enjoy doing and pick the product for that. So like Tanya said, she's doing cats. I'm doing crystals.
So you do a cat and dog, just like a pet store.
Yeah, animals,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to do kind of both in that way, because I can definitely recommend those things. I can definitely do ads for those things myself. Like, I have so many animals, like I can easily do that. So
yeah,
totally. And the other one, like I said, I haven't totally figured out exactly what I want to do with it, because I've thought of selling, if I have a TikTok shop, just selling those popular things that you see on TikTok all the time as well. But I've been looking for some of the more popular items to find, and I can't find some of those hot ticket items. And that's why I was like, what if I just do, you know, I'm a funny person. I love, like, I could do just the print on demand where I sell things like this, like pillowcases that say eat a dick, little stickers. Like, I would like a humorous print shop kind of thing where I can create those things and change them for the season. And it's probably just going to be those things. Like, I constantly think maybe I'll add from blah, 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 blah. But no, I think it's just going to be a printing on demand type place. So print on demand and animals, and those will be my shops.
That's good. And the print on, honestly, I think the print on demand is easier to process and stuff than the drop shipping items. I mean, I've had orders in my shop both from drop shipping items and items that I've made personally, I mean, that I designed personally, and the ones that came through the print on demand store got here in 2 days.
Oh, okay.
My other one, I'm still getting messages from the customer that's like, when's my item going to be here? And I'm like, I swear it's on its way. Here's your tracking number. Please stop messaging me every single morning at 3 o'clock in the morning asking me when we discuss this every day. Sorry, I'm not bitter about it at all. Can't you tell?
Yeah, that sounds awesome. And that's been, I know, right? I muted myself because it was really bad one. But that's one of the things that I had been concerned about with starting a store, was having to deal with customers and customer service. And that's part of, with the print on demand, why I've been looking at Printify, because they do all the returns, they deal with the people, they do all of that. So, I've seen a couple other places now too, so I'm casually looking at those. My goal is to just get in there, look at my Shopify store, do a few things. I would like to have them running over the next 1 to 2 weeks is what I'm going to spend trying to get them up and running. Because realistically, it's going to take probably longer than that.
Oh, yeah, totally. I'm hoping for my Etsy store a month. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get crystals. Like, I'm starting to get inventory. I'm starting to get boxes. Like, I'm starting to get the stuff to sell. Mm-hmm. It just depends on, like, how much money I make on surveys, on kale, you know, and stuff like that. Because I'm trying really hard to not use any of our household income in this business. I'm trying to use what we make from side hustles and put it into the business.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's totally fair. And that's great. Like, I'm so excited for you. And that's this next weekend. I'm going to come up there and we're going to go do a crystal sale show shop thing.
Yeah, like a gem show. Yeah.
A gem show. So that would be a fantastic opportunity for you to also possibly meeting wholesaler, finding connections, at least in that community for sure.
I hope so, because that was the one thing that my husband was worried about when he initially heard me say, I want to start a crystal shop. He thought like brick and mortar, shop. And so he was worried. He was just like, I think you're taking on too much. This is a good idea, but it's a lot. Like, you're disabled. Like, trying to nicely, you know, break it to me that I can't do a traditional shop, right? And then I told him it was going to be online, and he was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's much better, because he was worried about traveling, you know, us traveling to go to wholesalers, me having to drive places. And as long as it's on an online store and I can make connections and stuff, I won't have to leave my home except for to ship stuff and buy stuff.
Right, and that's something that you enjoy. I mean, every day on TikTok you're doing a stone of the day, crystal of the day. Crystal of the day. So it's something that you enjoy and like to do and like to show off anyway. So that's perfect for having a platform already to build off of it and enjoy. I think it's fantastic.
I think my only downfall, and I need to work on this, is going to be when people, like, I've had a couple of people be like, why do you like crystals? Like, do you use them for healing? Do you, you know, like, what do you do? And I'm like, I think they're pretty. I like looking at them on my shelf. Like, as you can see behind me, like, I just come up to the shelf and I'm like, wow, they're so pretty. And they make me happy. So.
Yeah. And you have like a tumbler, like you polish them. Uh-huh. It's just your little autistic collection thing. Not to call you out, but I'm called out.
Like, not so delicately was like autism.
Yeah. Autism.
Charlie's looking at you now. That's so funny. Okay, so now that we've done the kind of side hustle stuff, let's talk about our life. What's been going on with you, Tanya?
Yeah, this last week for me, like I kind of said, has been rough. I don't know if I pushed it too hard. I know the last episode I had said, like, I'm exhausted on that episode, and it went so downhill from there. Like, Friday was probably fine. I can't even remember anything. I had horrific pot symptoms, like, Sunday. And Monday,
for a couple of days though, it was Sunday,
like,
right?
Kind of like over the weekend. It was a few days.
Okay. That's what I thought.
And there wasn't anything I could do. My blood pressure was running low and my heart rate was running high, and I remember noticing it in the kitchen, because I was making oat milk for Sam for the week, because I'm trying to be a super nice wife and do his normal chores for him since he's over working a lot of overtime and paying for everything mostly right now, covering all of our bills. And I remember just standing there and putting my hand on the counter and being like, oh my God, I think I'm dying. And then being like, oh, it's just my pots. We're going to just push through, get this done, and then sit down. But that lasted for a couple of days. And then I have developed anxiety around bedtime and sleeping, because I have not been falling asleep at night. And So I've been getting a lot of anxiety at nighttime and having like the racing thoughts and stuff. And even if I can get that under control when I'm laying in bed, I can't sit still long enough to fall asleep because I've been so uncomfortable. I've been having a lot of that lower back pain, hip pain, which if you're laying on your back, if you're laying on your sides, it just, it's like a, just like a constant, like sleeping on a pebble kind of type feeling where there's something uncomfortable. Even like now I can say that I can feel it. It's uncomfortable, but it's not horrific. So I don't know what to do. I try not to do that ibuprofen and stuff as much, but so yeah, yesterday I spent a good hour crying to my counselor where I'm like, I can't sleep. I'm getting like 4 hours of sleep a night because I'm not falling asleep until 3 or 4 in the morning. I'm getting up at 8 or 9 anyway. Like, I don't know. I did sleep last night for about 7 hours. So that was a plus. And I got, it was so weird because my blood pressure was so low over the weekend. And then Tuesday I checked it and it was like 131 over 99. And I was like, yes, because that means I can take more beta blocker and control my POTS. And so went back up on my dose. I don't know why it went down. It's back up now. I can go back up on my dose and I'll feel good for a while. Because I have high blood pressure. Like, there it is. Yeah. I have high blood pressure. I don't know.
That's how I do it too, because my orthostatic hypotension, if my fainting is too bad in the mornings, I obviously can't take my beta blocker, or I shouldn't take my beta blocker is what I say. I don't, but then if I don't take my morning beta blocker by 5 o'clock, my heart rate is 150. And so I have to check my blood pressure, and I'm like you, if it's like 130s over 90s, I'm like, heck yeah, I could take my beta blocker early tonight. Like,
yeah. I was just like, woo, that's awesome. So I like doubled up on it that day because it was like 2 o'clock when it hit that. Wow. So I'd already taken my morning dose.
Yeah.
And then the next day I took like – just the double dose right away in the morning, and I didn't even check my blood pressure, but then I checked it later that day and it was like 120 over 80. It was absolutely perfect. And I was like, maybe I could take more.
Just take all the beta blockers.
Well, I used to be on 10 milligrams when I was 120 pounds more. And so what I can tolerate is 5 milligrams, but when I'm having lower blood pressure, I can only do 2.5 and it barely controls my tachycardia. It's better than nothing, but it's like a barely controlled situation. So it's cool. Yeah,
I take 60 milligrams twice a day.
Yeah. What about you this? Actually, you know what? I have a really funny story that's like perfect for this. I was talking to Sam because what happened is this weekend I was feeling so bad. So I broke down to Sam on like Sunday night and I was telling him everything that's been going on. And he was like, I did not realize how bad this is. You don't show me how bad this is. And I'm like, I know, because it's my life and I have to keep going through it anyway. Like, what am I supposed to do? Just sit down and like, I'm like, I tell you, I don't feel good. If I'm saying I don't feel good, it means I feel like I'm dying. Like, by the time I'm admitting to other people I don't feel good, it is beyond a general like, oh, I don't feel that good today. And it's like, you really I don't know how good. I'm functioning today.
That's how I am. But too. If I tell my husband I don't feel well, he knows. Yeah. Oh, okay. We need to sit down. She needs water. She needs something.
Yeah.
What do you need? And you need to sit down.
Yeah. And he was like, I didn't realize how bad this was. And he's like, you really have been adulting on hard mode. Yeah. I was like, I know. That's why we called it this. Like, I didn't name it adulting on hard mode because I felt like it was on moderate or easy. Like, this is hard.
Yeah, it's hard mode. We're on expert mode right now.
Yeah, I'm like, this is like the level that only crazy people play on their video games because they're masochists. Like, this is masochistic level of adulting.
Oh yeah, so, totally.
But I was 100%. Like, oh, I'm gonna save that, and then we can use it on the podcast because it's true.
Yeah, that's why we named our podcast, for those that were questioning it. That's why we named our podcast Adulting on Hard Mode.
Yeah, it's absolutely so hard mode. What about you? We haven't really even kept in touch. You had physical therapy today.
I did. I've been okay, so don't get mad at me. I've been purposefully trying to not say thing, because we talk every day for for the listeners.
I have too. Like, I hadn't told you the adulting on hard mode until now because I wanted a genuine reaction.
That's how I am. So like, I've been like, oh yeah, things are good, and like just generalize while we're talking, because I don't want to be like, give you all the details and then talk when we're filming and it doesn't sound like new information because we've already discussed it. I had physical therapy today. It Jesus, I got called out so hard in so many different areas of my life, just in that one physical therapy appointment. He was like, so do you have dysautonomia? Yes. Did you just get diagnosed with EDS? Yes. Okay. And then he goes into his little spiel about how he's seeing more and more women in their 30s come in with brand new EDS diagnosis. And had to kindly explain to him, well, yes, that's because the diagnostic criteria changed in 2017 and like blah, 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 blah. And, you know, all that, like, advocate for myself, because he kept saying, I usually only see teenagers with this. But, you know, I only see teenagers with it. And I was just like, listen, bud, I'm not a teenager. Like,
it's not like it's new either. It's not like this hasn't been there since your teens. You have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia up until now. Like,
yeah. And that's what I tried to explain. Like, I tried to explain that a lot of my diagnoses had been misdiagnosed up until recently, right? And so he's like, cool, no problem. And so he's like, well, we're going to do a test on your neck because you probably have neck instability. That's my specialty, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm like, okay, cool. And so he puts me in this like harness and he's like, I just need you to hold your neck up by yourself for 2 minutes. And so I'm like, okay. And he stopped the test twice before the 2 minutes were up and was just like, you don't support your head or neck with the appropriate muscles. You support everything with the rest of your body. And so I was like, okay. And so he gives me like all these exercises. I'm supposed to go twice a week for 8 weeks. I mean, and I told him, I was just like, look, I just need improvement of quality of life. If that means getting me a better wheelchair, that means getting me a better wheelchair. Like, I'm hopeful, but I'm realistic.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for a miracle cure. Like, I'm pretty much on the, you know, I use my wheelchair every day. I use my cane if I can, but most of the time I'm using walker or wheelchair. Like, that's where I'm at right now, and I'm fine with that. Like, I've accepted it. And so he was great hearing that. And then I moved on to my braces fitting, and that was awful just because the dude was so weird. I mean, not weird in a weird way, but like, I'm weird and he's weird and our weirds just did not mesh.
Oh, we didn't
two different weirds. And so I'm sitting here like, he's casting my feet and I'm sitting here thinking, my feet probably smell. I wonder if he hears a lot of feet jokes. He probably gets a lot of people making a lot of gross feet jokes to him, so don't make feet jokes. Like, but that's all I can
think about. You never know, maybe he took the job because he has a foot fetish.
That's what I thought. That's literally what I'm thinking as he's doing this to my feet. And I'm like, he probably has a foot fetish, that's why he's here. Like, because he doesn't talk. He's not conversating with me. Like, hey, how's your day? Do you come here often? Like, I'm over here like, so do you cast people's feet every day? Ha ha ha. Like,
did you casually glance for arousal levels? Like, I would have casually been looking down like, how are we feeling? Like, I totally would have.
Because I really was just so worried that my feet smell. Like, I have smelly feet. I've always had smelly feet since I was a kid.
Me
so,
too.
Like, that's my number one, like, oh, my feet probably smell. Like, okay, cool. He's down there with his face in my feet. Like, cool. That's basically what I was thinking. But it went well. I'm supposed to get custom braces called, what are they called? Richie braces? Roofie braces? There's some kind of braces for my feet and ankles, but they should help with my foot drop and my dystonia.
Yeah, that whole area is kind of new to me, learning a lot of those, a lot of the names. I had an appointment for EDS with an orthopedic doctor that I was pretty sure wasn't going to be correct. I was like positive in my head. So I'm very proud of myself. I called the office and the answering person, I was like, hey, I don't think this is an appropriate appointment. And they were like, well, they review everything. So if they reviewed it, it's appropriate. And I'm like, yeah, no, we've worked in clinics. I am aware of the doctors and their thoughts. So I'm like, yeah, nope. I really don't think this is an appropriate appointment. Can we please send a message? I'm very curious if they actually realize why I want to be there. And the nurse called me back and she's like, yeah, we don't test for EDS. You need to talk to your PCP. I said, oh, okay, cool. My PCP had referred me to y'all for that. And so I wanted to make sure. And she's like, yeah, no, you need to go back to your PCP. Your PCP is who tests for this. I'm like, they clearly don't because they referred me, but thank you.
It's the tech ortho clinic.
Yeah.
I know who it was. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah. I was like, okay, cool. Anyway, bye. So I did cancel that appointment, which is good because that honestly relieved a lot of anxiety for me because I have so much anxiety around going to doctors, feeling like I'm not going to get any help and they're not going to help me. And I knew in my heart, if I went to this appointment, I was going to pay my copay, pay all this money and be told nothing. It was not going to be what I wanted. So I was very glad. I do have the appointment in April, the beginning of April, to see the person you saw. So.
Oh, really? She's super nice. I'm supposed to, oh fuck, I got to do that. I got to do my appointment because I sent off my genetics today. That was the other thing. I got my genetics test. So I got to put a little spittle in some tubes and send them off to the mailbox. So now I just got to wait. Oh, and I got to do labs. I forgot I was supposed to do that too today, but I didn't.
That's okay. I need to double. That reminds me to, I'm going to write it down. I need to check on labs. I have to do labs before I see my psych doctor on Tuesday. And my counselor said to ask her about maybe a medication that'll help with sleep and anxiety at bedtime. So we'll do that too. But otherwise, for me, I don't really have a lot else. Most of it's been around the shops and just pulling back. I'm trying to give myself even more relaxation time. Oh, the jobs, the interviews I was doing, the part-time one, they picked somebody else. So I didn't get the part-time one, which sucks because I was really excited about that one. The full-time one, I hadn't heard anything and it's been a week or two now. So I emailed them and I got an email back this morning that they thanked me for reaching out and they said that they were going through some like structural changes. So the position won't be starting until June. So they asked me if I was okay with that. And I said, yes, I'm okay with that. They said, if we offer you the position, is that okay? I said, yes.
Yeah.
So not sure where we're at with that, but I'm still in the running for that position. But to be fair, Sam, after telling me I was adulting on hard mode, he told me that I was not allowed to have a full-time job until maybe June. So it was kind of like perfect anyway for what we're thinking with my stress and getting everything balanced and stuff too. And by then I should have, like, it's a good timing if I did, because then we should have the stores up and running. Everything should be where it is on the automation mode so that these are just side hustles for us.
Yeah, true. Well, I'm glad that you have a husband that is like, no, you can't have a job until June. Like,
yeah,
that's great. I mean, that's honestly, I would love it if he would just be like, I love you as my homemaker, baby. Be full-time homemaker.
He would let me do that. He does enjoy that, but financially because of some of the bills we have. And like, we're okay right now. We're okay for a while, but we've also been super lucky because we did our taxes got our tax return back already. He got a bonus we weren't counting on. We got that bonus. I am making some income, and that's paying for my bills, my student loans, my other loans, and things like that. And he has enough money that he could cover our houses and finances, but I still need to have at least enough income to be covering my loans.
My stuff. Yeah.
And my stuff. And it also makes our money just like so much tighter with spending. I haven't bought anything extra at all in the last couple months, except the only thing I did was my laptop. I justified that because, I've been using it a lot. I'm using it so much more. I'm getting more work done because of it. Plus, it had been my birthday, and I had gotten almost $200 in gifts for money. So I just used that gift money to buy myself the laptop. So,
yeah. Well, you totally deserved it, too. Like, I'm a firm believer of, like, especially when you're in burnout or when you're struggling, that you do need those little extra treats, like, to keep you motivated to be like, okay, this isn't a bad thing. This is a good, I'm doing the right thing. Like, to keep going so that you can get out of burnout. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Just the little prizes. I mean, and that's a good prize. I mean, and like you said, you're using it for work. You're using it way more. You're getting more productive. So worth it.
Yeah. And it was, I mean, it was $200. Is it a great computer? Am I going to start gaming or Twitch streams on it? Absolutely not. No, it isn't. It's more like basic internet browsing and word processing kind of processor, but that's fine. That's all I wanted it for. If I'm going to be gaming, I'm going to be on my desktop that is literally made for gaming. So, there's that. We still have Lilac, our foster kitty. And I think that's about it for me. Is there anything else you really had going on touch on?
I mean, honestly, I've just been so busy with medical stuff. The only thing I'm worried about is how we're going to pay for custom braces and physical therapy twice a week. I mean, money is a stress, but I mean, it's been a stress, so nothing new there. I mean, and I'm honestly in a good spot. I know why I'm in a good spot. You know why I'm in a good spot. But I just feel very great right now, like loving the weather, loving the sunshine, loved the cows on my way home. I'm just loving everything. So that's where I'm at, and I'm just rolling with it.
The weather has been super helpful. Super helpful.
It has.
In fact, I think for self-care corner for me, it's going to be just being sure to get an hour outside every day. That it's not like freezing and raining and cold and windy. Like if it is sunny, I need to be spending at least an hour outside in that sunshine.
You know what? I think I'm going to do the same thing. I hardly get outside. I hardly ever get outside. So I think this week for my self-care corner, it's gonna be get outside for at least an hour when the sun is out, like go sit on my patio or whatever, like go take pictures, something. And then I think I'm gonna try to sew more. I want to sew something.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like it's such a rewarding, I love sewing. It's so calming that I'm probably gonna go do that after this.
That's fantastic. You do that after this. Reading is my other thing that I've been doing. So it's just hard when your brain's going to read.
I do have an update on that, on reading. Oh, oh my gosh. Just real quick. I'm so sorry. You reminded me. I have like 3 ARC books I have to read.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
Yeah. I signed up all of the ARCs that I sent you throughout the week, the last couple weeks. And I'm like, oh, this is YA. This is, you know, this is YA. This is dystopian YA. And this is super dark, dark, dark romance. And, you know, like I literally got them all. So
I
have to read.
I don't think anybody's reached out to me about any of them. So I don't
really, I got emails for all of my ARCs. And so I'm reading, reading, reading. Cause some of them are book 2 ARCs. They're not first series.
Oh yeah.
So I have to read the previous book and that book before April. So I can make TikToks.
That's awesome. Yay. Yeah, I'm going to start making TikToks on books as I read them. So I'm seeing authors, like the one I'm currently reading is called The Gale. It's a dystopian new adult, young adult. I honestly, so far, I would compare it to A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Okay.
In terms of, it's an 18-year-old.
Like new adult
situation,
fantasy.
Yeah, enemies yeah. to lovers kind of situation. So,
is it a Beauty and the Beast retelling also?
No, a dystopian whole new thing. It's like America 300 or 3,000 years. I can't remember the number of years. I'm so sorry, but it's like there's been radiation and there's a fight over the line of the people in the north who had been exposed to the radiation and developed superpowers, and the people in the south who are just regular oppressive people, and women are can't read or do their, you know, usual general women oppression. So
yeah, southerners.
Yeah, makes sense to me, but
I don't. Sucks for us because we're in the south.
I know. I mean, it makes sense to me why it's like the south has the women oppression and the north is like cool yeah. superpowers, but whatever. So all right, well, I think that'll be it for this week. Yep. Everybody stay classy and we'll talk to you next week. Bye.